Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Epiphany Sunday. Epiphany means appearing. During the weeks we celebrate Epiphany, we take a look at more proof that Jesus is who he says he is, the Son of God and the Son of Man, the Savior of the nations. He has appeared among us. He has lived our life. He came to be our substitute. Now what? Let's explore the answer to that question in our worship this morning. May God bless us. This too is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and
be glad.
We turn our attention to our first hymn in the red hymnal, hymn 577. Please stand as we continue on page 3 of the service bulletin. We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us.
Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead to sin, for faithless worry and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In His great mercy, God made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through His called servant. I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you.
Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, by the leading of a star, you once made known to the nations your one and only Son. Guide us also, who know him now by faith, to come at last to the perfect joy of your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. On this Epiphany Sunday, a unifying word for our readings is the word peace. In our first reading from 1 Kings chapter 10, we note how King Solomon was blessed by God with wisdom. And with that wisdom, during Solomon's reign, there was peace throughout the land. We hear these words. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, she came to test Solomon with hard questions. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold, and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon and the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. How happy your people must be. How happy your officials who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness. The word of the Lord. We now turn our attention to the psalm for today, Psalm 72. We'll join together in the refrains and the glory be to the Father, asking you to sing the bolden type verses.
Justice, O God, the royal sun with your righteousness.
He will declare the liberty of the people and save the children of
the needy. He will endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, all generations.
Praise the Lord indeed for the peace we have through Jesus, and this peace is available to all people. A reading from Holy Scripture, Ephesians chapter 3. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. The word of the Lord. Please stand for the gospel reading. From Matthew chapter 2, praise the Lord again. Indeed, for the gospel message has spread throughout the world. And it is this gospel message that brings peace with God to all, and a peace that leads to a peace with others as well. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Please note for our next hymn, we'll join in all the verses except for verse 2. We ask the women to sing verse 2 and the men to sing verse 4.
Thank you.
Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. We pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We do want to focus in on those words from Ephesians chapter 3. We hear this verse once again. This grace was given me, the Apostle Paul says, to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery. Do you like a good mystery? Whether by book or on DVD? Maybe your mystery is more like the NCIS show, whether it be the original version or LA or New Orleans. If you like a mystery, what do you like about it? When you're reading a book, do you jump to the end, or do you read it all the way through, beginning to end? Do you get caught up in that mystery as you're reading it, trying to figure out who done it and why did they do it? And then when you get to the end of that mystery, were you correct? Who doesn't like a good mystery? But part of liking a good mystery is finding out what the answer is. And when it comes to the message God has for us, to all of us by nature, it starts out as a mystery. And it's only by God's revelation that we know what this mystery is all about. It is something that we would not come up with on our own. And that's why through our words from Ephesians chapter 3, our main focus today is to emphasize the fact that we are to make the gospel known. You and I who have been revealed to that gospel message. Because it is a mystery by nature. And it is a message that has benefits that are definitely needed in our world. And what makes the gospel message a mystery? Well, if we were to come up with the way of salvation, what would it focus in on? It would focus in on our works. We would try to answer the question, am I living a good life, by saying, well, I haven't murdered anyone. I hated somebody, but I haven't murdered them. I haven't committed adultery. I've looked at people lustfully, but I haven't done the act. I only speak about people I don't like. And I only do it on social media because that doesn't hurt the person I'm talking about. At least that's what I try to rationale in my mind. So I think, yeah, I look at those commandments that God has given, the golden rule, and I say, you know what, I'm a good person. And so God should be happy to have me on his side. Then it comes along the mystery. It's not by our works, but rather by God's grace. Come again? Why do we need God's grace? Well, we need to admit the fact that we are not able to keep God's commandments as he wants them to be kept perfectly without flaw, not just in word and action, but also in our thought. Then we need to come to recognize the fact that since I am not able to live the commandments, to live a life that God wants as he expects, then I need to admit the fact that I am unworthy to be in his presence. Not just now here on earth, but for all eternity. By nature, though, that's not the way we think. And that's why then you and I, who have come to know that we are sinful and in and of ourselves we are not worthy to be in God's presence now and into eternity, we are called to make the gospel known. And as we make the gospel known, we make the law of God known. The law which points out our sins, where we have fallen short, and why we are unworthy to be in God's presence. Thus, the importance of the confession of our sins in the beginning of the service. And thus, the importance of the baptism font, which is a reminder of how we're able to be in God's presence in the first place, not by our works, but God rather coming to us through His means of grace. And then we see the altar, a reminder again that it's not by our sacrifice that we become right with God, but rather through the sacrifice of Jesus and the cross rightly placed by that altar, to recognize again it's not through our crosses that we come to be right with God, but rather through the cross that Jesus died upon. By nature, that's a mystery to us, a mystery we need to make known. That we're not saved by our works, but rather we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. This is not something that we have to pay for. This is not something we have to earn. There are no strings attached, which again boggles the mind, because when someone says, you can have this for free, right away we're thinking, what's the catch? But with God, there is no catch. He doesn't offer His forgiveness first by saying, you live a good life and then I'll think about forgiving you. No, we confess our sins, led by the Holy Spirit to do so, and He says, you are forgiven, exclamation point. Because of what was a mystery to us by nature, but never to God, and revealed throughout history, but not in the way it really was revealed, as the Apostle Paul points out, through him and the other apostles. That this gospel, this freeing message of salvation, not by works but through Jesus, is for all people. Not just the children of Israel, who were chosen to be the line from who the Savior would take on human flesh, but for all people, always meant for all people. But at this time in history, when Paul was writing these words, it definitely was made clear that the gospel has always been intended for all people. And praise to God, it has been meant for all people, because you and I are part of that all people that the gospel was intended for and has reached. And since it has reached us, we, like Paul, shaking in our boots at times, knowing that we are unworthy to proclaim this gospel in and of ourselves, yet give thanks to God that through Christ He has made us worthy to make the gospel known, a mystery to people by nature. And this gospel message is important because it comes with benefits we need in this world. Our world is a hurting place. As we look around us, in our own families, as we look at our friends, we look at other relationships, we look at people we work with, we listen to the news, we are a hurting world, whether we want to admit it or not. And people are searching for peace with themselves and with others. It's not going to be found in global warming. It's not going to be found in relationships of the same sex. It's not going to be found in ignoring God's existence. Peace only comes through one way, God's way, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The world is searching for peace, but it's not going to find it in itself. Thus, you and I, as with the Apostle Paul, are called to make the gospel known, because hurting people need what God has to offer. And what He has to offer is His forgiveness of sins, full and free. And with that forgiveness of sins comes a new attitude, a new way of looking at life. It's not about me. It's rather a willingness to deny myself and take up the cross that Jesus has laid for me and live my life for Him. As I put the commandments into practice out of motivation of love for God and for what He's done for me, that changes my attitude and outlook of life. As I'm not looking at what am I getting back from people, but rather what am I able to give to people as God has given to me. And if people are not receptive to that message, that's on them, not on me. My attitude is not dictated by how people receive me and the message I have to share with them. Now, as I share that message, I want to do so in truth and in love, as God has done with me. And sometimes the truth hurts, but it's meant to be loving. With that forgiveness of sins and new attitude, way of looking at life, then comes the sure hope of eternal life, because we're surrounded by death, which is another reason why people are hurting in this world. And through Jesus, we are able to offer people a way to deal with that hurt. We're still going to hurt, but Jesus gives us a way to deal with it. And especially then for a believer, what a comfort that is to know that my sins are forgiven. God has given me a new life. God has given me eternal life. Come what may, this life, such cannot be taken away from me. The Lord makes that clear through the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, for example. God keeps all of His promises, not just that one. A clear reminder that we were given at Christmas time, a clear reminder that we are given on this Epiphany Sunday as we hear about the Magi coming to worship Jesus as promised. Again, another clear indicator that the gospel truly is meant for all people. The gospel has been made known. Nothing happened by accident. Think of how the Magi were able to hear about the gospel in the first place. Who was transferred to where they came from? Think of the Babylonian captivity. Daniel and other Israelites moved to Babylon, where they did not hide their faith, they made it known. And generations later, we see the results. People coming to honor and worship Jesus, just as you and I have come here today to worship and honor Jesus. And we do so not just today, but each and every day the Lord gives us strength. Dear friends in Christ, make the gospel known. The gospel which has been made known to you, because you and I, we would not come to that gospel on our own. The gospel that comes with benefits which we need. Forgiveness, attitude, life. This grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration, that is the way that God carried out this mystery, that we might have a relationship with God now and into eternity. And not just you and me, but all people. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything the Lord has commanded us. Go and make the gospel known. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Let us confess our faith in Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit with the words of the Nicene Creed on page 9.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
We pray. O Christ, our true and only light, enlighten those who sit in night. Let those afar now hear your voice, and in your fold with us rejoice. Lord, give us always generous hearts to use what you have given, to spread your gospel near and far, and bring people into heaven. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God and Mary's Son, in the fullness of time you came into our world to save us from sin and death.
You ushered in the day of grace, so long after all.
Beloved Son of the Father, revered by the Magi, baptized by John, you came preaching and teaching, healing and comforting, forgiving and encouraging.
You brought the light of life to those walking in darkness, and the joy of salvation to those doomed to death.
Prince of Peace, shine like a beacon for us and the people of our world. Let the good news of salvation be heard in the remotest corners of the earth. Open our own lips to speak your name to those around us who still live without faith or hope.
Arouse us and our missionaries to flood the world with the light of your gospel.
Lord of the Church, let your peace rule our hearts, that we may use our gifts to serve you and each other in willing gratitude and joy. Watch over our loved ones near and far, that they may remember your love and rejoice in your salvation. Strengthen the faith of the sick and the disheartened. Give hope to those in despair and comfort those who mourn.
Be gracious to all and lead us to reflect your love in everything we say and do.
God of mercy and might, physician of both the body and the soul, may the procedure this coming week on the foot of Pastor Groth come with success and complete healing. Also, as Grant Peterson's, Paul's brother, health is failing fast, we ask that your peace through Jesus fill his heart and that he is prepared to meet you face to face. And bring words of assurance to the family of Kelly Rausch as her relative Dorothy is in hospice and not predicted to be among us long. For such a time as this too, Lord, you have provided us with the sure promises in your word. We commend Tom Schlittenhart and family to your throne as his brother Mark passed away, having fought a long battle with cancer. As you gave Mark peace and hope in this life, we are thankful for the peace and life you have now given to him with you in heaven. Help Tom and family make the gospel known to others as you have made it known to them. Be with our ladies who are attending the women's retreat next weekend. May you grant them safe travels to and from, and may the retreat serve its intended purpose of spiritually refreshing those in attendance. Birthdays are another reminder of how special our life is, as you, Lord, are the one who has given us this life. Move us to view one another as gifts from you. As our fellow members celebrate a birthday this week, we thank you for them and ask that you refresh them in body and soul. And the love between a husband and a wife is also a gift from you. May those couples among us able to celebrate this gift be renewed in their love for each other, reflecting this in their words and actions. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Finally, bring us and all your believers to the heavenly home, where we will stand in the full light of your glory, and with all your saints and angels, sing the everlasting song of triumph.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came as the light of the world, so that the world may have light and life through him. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song. Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, and we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power. By his incarnation, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled your holy will. By his innocent death, he overcame hell. By his rising from the grave, he opened heaven. Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, We approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he is betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
give you thanks, O Lord, for the foretaste of the heavenly banquet that you have given us to eat and to drink in this sacrament. Through this gift, you have fed our faith, nourished our hope, and strengthened our love. By your Spirit, help us to live as your holy people until that day when you will receive us as your guests at the wedding supper of the Lamb, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Make known among the nations the gospel. Welcome to all. Great to see you in the house of the Lord this Epiphany Sunday. Just to highlight Bible study opportunities to grow deeper in our relationship with God, to help us in our relationship with one another as well. In the meantime, until the Lord takes us to heaven, we're starting two new Bible studies on Sunday mornings. Here in the church, we'll be talking about be prepared to answer such questions as, is there a God? And then in the chapel, we'll be looking at great chapters of the Bible and how those chapters ought to inspire us each and every day by God's grace. Teens will take place, the teen class will take place in the upper room, and Sunday school, I believe 8:03 is your starting place today. 8:03 is your starting place. For our guests among us, we are glad that you are here. If you haven't stopped by our welcome center yet, please do so. There's a gift waiting there for you, along with materials that explain our mission and purpose as a church here at St. Mark's. LWMS Mission Box Sunday, so please check out the bulletin board area for LWMS information and also for the Mission Box. A new membership course begins on the 27th of this month at 5 o'clock. Those are Sundays. Partners in Education begins the week before, so please see the weekly news and the website for more information. If you want to attend that course, there are sign-up sheets available. Connect study in the weekly news. Just take note that starts the 6th, technically. It's Sunday nights. I know it says the 9th, that should be the 6th, the Sunday nights. So just a reminder, if you're planning to attend that, hopefully you contacted Bruce and you got the right information that you need. Church movie night on the 12th. That's coming up next weekend at 6 o'clock here at church. The featured movie is Woodlawn. So we'll talk about that, what that means to our faith. Congregation meeting on the 13th, next Sunday after the late service. We'll review our 2018 ministry, as well as extend a call, Lord willing, for an upper grade teacher. Thank offering envelopes for 2019 are still available. If you haven't received yours yet or taken yours, please find them there by the nursery. If you see someone else is there that you might run into, please deliver them. That'd be helpful. Church directory, please sign up if you haven't done so. Thank you to those who have signed up already. You can do so online during the week, or you can do so on paper here. You stop by the table there. Life Touch would like to see our numbers pick up a little bit more at this point in time, according to their records. So if you haven't done so, please take the time to sign up. We'd love to have everybody, as many as possible, if not everybody, in that directory, because people ask, who are these people? We'd like to have a directory. So this is our opportunity once again. For more other information, please see the weekly news. Go to the website. Greet one another in the Lord's name. Have a great day in the Lord. Thank you.